Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 8th of September, recording at 9:38 p.m., and that's still British summertime. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. In Asian stock markets, quiet and mixed action. The China sector down slightly. In Europe, we had modest gains pretty much across the boards. In the Americas, Brazil, good performance here, up 1.8% following yesterday's strong gains. And Wall Street, however, was weaker, with the S&P down a little over 1%, the NASDAQ down 0.78%. On some disappointment over Bernanke's latest comments. And in long-dated government bonds, Western prices were mostly a little steadier. The US dollar index was quite a bit firmer, up to 76.26, mainly due to the euro's weakness. The euro has fallen back down to 138. And 77 ticks. precious metals had a good day in here today. Gold rebounded strongly, up $49 at 1866. Silver is at 42.40. Platinum up nearly 35 at 1863. These markets are still trading, by the way. Palladium up just over $5. Grains and beans a little bit easier today. The industrial metals were mostly firmer, although U.S. copper closed down slightly. And another strong day by cotton. And last but not least, crude oil, about a dollar and a half lower, to 114 and change for Brent, and the WTI down half a dollar at 88.80. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, quieter day, which will be welcomed by many after some of the recent volatility that we've actually seen. Still a huge amount of uncertainty around, and that's hardly surprising. And it's not easy to be too confident about anything in these markets at the moment, starting with the stock markets at any rate. Now, we're range-bound, as you know, on most of these indices. While it was a quiet day in Europe, banks remain very soft there generally, and that is a big concern because that is the focal point of European concerns, along with the let's say the disorganization in terms of political moves towards the much closer fiscal union that's required. And that's a situation that really isn't going to change anytime quickly. The bull case sits firmly in the court of further stimulative measures. As I said yesterday, I've never seen a market that didn't enjoy a stimulus. And I've never seen a stock market, at any rate, that didn't enjoy a stimulus or even talk of a stimulus. So I think it was premature to expect anything from the Fed today, but there was a little bit of disappointment after yesterday's strong gains that Bernanke didn't provide any encouragement here. In a way, in a repeat of the "be careful what you wish for" comment that I mentioned yesterday, if stock markets look like they're doing the central bank's job for them, in other words, by staging too strong a rally, then that would quite possibly take some of the urgency away from the stimulative measures which which markets are anticipating with their firmer action of late. Now, if everything goes pear-shaped, watch for the financials to lead on the downside. And conversely, if we see a stronger performance overall, watch for the companies that Owen is reviewing in the ASEAN sector. And he's got another couple of big, important reviews in here today that are must views, in my opinion. My feeling, as I said yesterday, our feeling here is that it's maybe a little better than 50-50 chance that we're in the region of a bottoming area, but that more evidence of that would be required and more support building, in other words. And we would need to see the recent progression of higher reaction lows maintained. this is pretty much up for grabs here. I wouldn't bet anything on the outcome yet. And indeed, I have yet to put any additional capital into stock markets. I would, in terms of my additional capital, right now I would rather be on the outside, risking missing out, but being on the then adding more to positions, and then finding out that I had come in prematurely. But I do think overall that markets are back to a range where one can nibble here cautiously. I would not do any aggressive buying in this environment. Okay, what about these long-dated government bond prices? Get another key indicator. If we are to get sufficient stimulus to propel stock markets higher, we could expect long-dated government bond yields to come upwards. Now, that's exactly what we saw last October and November in anticipation of the QE2, which was announced in November. And it carried on through year-end with strong rallies in long-dated government bond yields. And, of course, we also saw it in 2009 as the big stimulus measures were getting underway in January 2009. In terms of currencies, we're mostly range-bound here right now. The big story recently, of course, has been the Swiss National Bank's successful intervention to weaken the Swiss currency. I maintain that that's a bull point for gold and other precious metals, because obviously the Swiss franc can no longer be regarded as a gold proxy, and that was also a bit of a step too far in my opinion. In other words, it's not a gold proxy, and neither is the yen. And you can never be sure in terms of what Japanese finance ministers are going to do, but there's been plenty of talk of intervening to get the yen lower. And I suspect they eventually will. But there's a lot of hanging around and hoping that the market will do their job for them. Why not take a lead from the Swiss bank and peg the yen to the renminbi at a more favorable level? That would be a bold move. Now, in terms of precious metals, as I've been saying, it would be healthy for gold and silver and platinum all to consolidate a little bit further. But we are in a period which is seasonally favorable. Gold is the most overextended relative to its MA at present. So a bit of additional ranging would be healthy in terms of the technical action. But I maintain that we will see higher levels, possibly significantly higher levels by year end, and certainly by the end of the first quarter of 2012. That certainly has been the precedent in recent years, and there's nothing in the chart action that would say it would be any different this time around. Although if the bulls went out short term in the stock market debate, that might restrain gold's upside for a little longer. But ultimately, you know, if we get a big monetary stimulus that helps stock markets, I don't think gold will be left behind for long, because a big monetary stimulus is very bullish for gold, obviously. And the interesting question is what these Asian countries are going to do in terms of their monetary policy. That's a very big story that we don't hear that much about, in my opinion. It's a big story because China, India, and the somewhat smaller Asian countries remain really the engines of global GDP growth. Will they follow Brazil's lead in starting to reverse interest rate hikes? That would be very positive for the global economy if they did. But meanwhile, they're still concerned about inflationary pressures, and they may want to see a little bit more evidence of easing in those inflationary pressures before they do change monetary policy. And there's not an awful lot in terms of what commodity prices are showing to encourage them in that respect. Rough rice was down a little bit today, but it's been very firm recently. That's certainly an important one. The grain and bean complex generally has been very firm. And that Brent crude oil, which is much more relevant for Asia than the WTI, or much closer to what prices are trading in Asia than the WTI, is still quite high. So don't expect the choppy action to go away just yet. And keep a close eye on the charts. That's certainly what we're going to do. All the best.